Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This week, who gonna save white culture? First, they came for friends, but I said nothing because Ross is a Jew.
Have to.
Then they came for the pet rock, and I did not care because my pet rock was dead. And then they came for Def Leppard, but it was too late. We go there now. Shut up.
What?
You're talking over Kurt. Yeah, we're back.
Hello.
Back.
Hi.
Here we are. I got to hunch over because I got a mic stand.
Well, that's right. This week our guest is running to go get a beverage.
At the store? Jesus Christ.
Hi.
Please welcome comedian Jess Falstitch, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
We are in the compound, as it were. I don't know. I'm
the
just
going to... No, we're already doing enough O&A. Don't call it a compound.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We do.
Don't call it a compound. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I think I should have a coaster or something.
No.
In the compound,
so
we don't
up,
need
Jess?
Coasters.
I am great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. We're just doing our old thing, back in the saddle again, as it were.
That's right. You did a show with John Bruton last week.
I did. I just did a solo show, and it went all right.
John
Paul
is
was indisposed.
Upsetting for people.
John's upsetting, but he's all right. Just, you know, people have different opinions than other people. And
yeah.
A lot of them are dumb. So
what makes
don't
America
be
great?
Fucking, you know, talking to me about it.
Aw, Ryan's not the complaint department. I am the complaint department. Send
no,
all
no,
your...
Grievance.
No, the iTunes comment section is the complaint department.
Actually, yes. If you have a complaint, please leave
post
it, on,
it
the, yeah,
yeah.
On the
post
iTunes
post it where
comment.
It actually helps.
Still use a 5-star rating, though.
Yeah.
Please.
And if you have a real, real, real problem, just try to get John fired from his job.
Write an anonymous email.
Yeah. Write an anonymous email to Jay Bruton Creative and get John Bruton fired from his own company.
Yeah, be a big old cunt and email his work.
just a gaping cunt. Just be like one of the worst people on
you
the planet
You at home can't
Earth.
See me, but I'm doing the evil,
yeah.
like, tented fingers thing like Mr. Burns.
So a little
excellent.
Inside baseball for people.
Oh, see, if they didn't know that till you said it.
I know.
Till you said that, it just sounded like, hey, that's a thing a cunt would do.
That is a thing a cunt would do.
A big gaping cunt. Anyways.
I'm turning down my mic now. They don't want you to know.
We'll catch up to speed later. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jess.
Myself. I am an Aquarius. I own
Me
two
too.
Cats. Aquarius in the house.
Wow.
Water bear.
Yes. Actually, it's an air sign. Isn't that fucked up?
Well, I'm a fire sign. So that means like the two of you.
Yeah, it means you're a flaming faggot.
The Latin root is aqua, and we're still air signs. That's what the weird jacked up thing about astrology is.
Do you guys believe in that? In astrology?
I don't know. I like reading I like reading my horoscope just so I can be like...
I don't necessarily believe in it. But
how many basic things about yourself do you allow yourself to have?
That's a great question. So I was actually thinking about this the other day because I'm a big LaCroix fan. And I'm really into taking pictures of my cats on Instagram, which I don't know if that's basic or like cat lady. Is that like kind of the same?
I like taking pictures of cats
yeah,
on Instagram.
Yeah, and so and then I'm also into like... shit, what are the other basic things I'm into? There's some basic shit that I am legitimately into.
Pumpkin
like,
spice?
I like, no, I hate pumpkin. I actually started doing a bit recently about how much I fucking hate pumpkin spice.
Okay.
I hate fall. I hate pumpkin spice. I hate all that shit. Mm. I do like little tiny tattoos, which I feel like is a basic bitch thing.
Yeah.
Right behind the ear?
No, I actually don't have any behind my ears. Is that a basic bitch thing? Because thank God I was actually thinking about getting one, and I'm glad I haven't now because I don't want
a star?
No, I have no stars. I have most of my shit's pretty like I have my own, my actual personal passport stamps tattooed on my foot from like places I've been because it's on my foot. So, you know, like travel. And then I've got like this little airplane for travel. And then I have a Simpsons reference, which is the inanimate carbon rod on my
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
In Rod We Trust.
Right, exactly.
The passport thing, too. It just says Georgia and Ohio on it.
Ooh, the country of Georgia. No one goes there. That's amazing.
Nope.
I mean, it is kind of like its own country.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
The Republic.
Yeah. What's your favorite Simpsons? You're a big Simpsons fan,
yes,
right?
Yes. I actually did a whole podcast about this, and it was ridiculous a couple weeks ago.
Reader's Digest version.
The Reader's Digest
Finally
version.
Finally a Simpsons mega fan that's not a twat.
She only has one, but isn't one. My favorite episode is actually Homer in Space, which is one where Inanimate Carbon Rod is from. And that was actually the whole podcast is me talking about my favorite episodes because I'm just obsessed.
That was Listography?
It's gross. Yes, Listography. Yeah. I love those guys. Those guys are really sweet.
Yeah, they are.
So they had me come on and talk about because they do like top five things. And mine, I just talked about The Simpsons for literally an hour and a half. And they're like, well, that's all the time we have. So, that's my favorite is when Homer goes, Deep Space Homer, when he goes to space and Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin's amazing. Yeah. He's an amazing man. Mm-hmm. Like when he was on 30 Rock, I cried because he was just yelling at the moon. And like he asks Tina Fey's character if she wants to yell at the moon with him. And he's like, I walked on your face. He's just yelling the whole time.
He punched a
conspiracy guy in the face. Yeah. It was like, yeah, the moon landing was made up. And he just punched him in the face. I was like, that's amazing.
That man is a gem.
Huge Trump fan though.
Oh no, really? But did you see the press conference where he was like, what the fuck? Because he was talking like Trump was talking about space and Buzz Aldrin was standing to his left.
Oh
and
yeah.
And they zoomed in on his face, and as Trump's talking, he's just like making these faces like what?
I might
are
have
you
lied,
even
he's not
about?
A huge Trump
fan. I was like, what? I was like,
he's done something morally repugnant, I believe.
That makes sense. He beat his wife, I think. Because that was something they lightly actually did
I
address.
I said he did something morally repugnant.
The man's Italian.
I forgot we're talking about talking to the guinea. That's that makes sense.
Wait, was it his guma? It's fine.
Yeah, was the ruler wider than his thumb? No. Well.
I believe. I don't know. You should look that up. You have a computer at your stead.
It's not online.
Oh, okay.
You mean my phone or the actual laptop?
I meant the actual laptop, but I suppose you have a pocket computer that we all, call our aunts on.
You also have one.
Pocket.
Yeah, that's
thanks.
True. But I was going to riff, but that's all right.
If, Lou, you want me to look up if Buzz Aldrin is a Trump fan?
Actually, yeah, you're
Buzz
right.
Buzz Aldrin monster.
Moon monster.
It's his energy drink endorsement.
Oh, my God. He's like 87.
Buzz Aldrin with Cookie Monster. Well, no, that's not what. No, okay. Not
when right I now. Can't stay awake on the moon.
Do you think anybody's ever beat off in space? They've had How to. Would, there had to have been like a NASA experiment.
I worry you'd get like a UTI or something because the gravity.
Well, that's what
like,
I'm sure that they like had to.
There's like cum floating around into the gears.
Or it backs
and shit.
Up into or backs up into your personal gears.
Look, you're not gonna get a UTI if you do what you're supposed to do and pee after you jerk off.
Zero gravity.
Do you guys get UTIs?
Yes.
Okay.
Not very often.
But not as often because they're smaller. Okay, gotcha. I'm learning so much today.
Yeah. The longer your dick is, the longer it takes to get one.
Ah, that makes sense.
Slowly works its way up.
That's why Pa had a 6-minute UTI.
6 minutes.
It took 34 years to get in my bladder.
I used to have to go to a urologist when I was a kid. I had one UTI, but then I found out I have an enlarged prostate, and I'm 11 years old.
That doesn't surprise
God.
Me at all.
Yeah. No, not at all.
You were born old.
Yeah, I was.
Like, yeah, you are Benjamin.
It was swelled up in anticipation.
It was swelled up for my weekly meeting with my special friend. So we had some videos to shoot.
Oh, we always like a good molestation joke on.
Yeah. Jeremy's earliest video work would get you booted from AOL chat. Now it just doesn't fly in comedy clubs.
Yes. Yeah, like, are you sure you want to see my video work? Well, I've got this wonderful film right here. Don't mind the spitting.
One of the first, one of the videos I actually saw, like, from, it was 2008, I think it was a Mike Polk video I saw you in, and I died because I was not expecting to see you in it. It was like a wrestling, like.
Oh, the American Gladiators
yes!
thing?
Yes! Oh yeah. My God, it made me so happy because I was literally just not expecting that at all. I was like, oh my God, it's Jeremy! Like, he's yeah. in a singlet, and he's, like, auditioning to be in this thing. And it was Schizo Bill.
Yeah.
And Marv, and all those guys.
And Joe Hannum,
oh,
and
so
Dave Arena as Nitro.
Was he in better shape, or is this
no,
always been
like,
the
yeah,
way it is?
You always, like, Shear has looked as healthy as he has now.
You had a shorter beard.
I had a shorter beard.
I
was
looked
thin.
Way skinnier. Like
I was skinnier.
Super skinny.
I was. That was the 2007, 2008.
2008.
Yeah. So
I've seen pictures during your Hawaiian shirt phase, and I'm telling you right now, we would have not been friends.
Big fat party guy.
I mean, no. It was like. I hung out with a bunch of older comics, and it was bowling shirts and Hawaiian shirts. And,
big fat party guys. Either gay guys or big fat party guys.
If Bart doesn't look like a big fat party guy. I hope you wore it to
Zap.
All their funerals.
Zap.
I'm trying to... Nope. No, most of them are still alive. So. No, I mean, I was way skinny from like 2000 to like 2009. And then,
ironically, you still look like you were freeze dried.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
It was enough that I recognized you.
Yeah. Yeah. My father likes to lovingly joke it was because my ex made potatoes for every meal. Because she was that kind of Irish.
I say very Irish.
Yeah.
Mickerson.
Yeah. It was the Irish part of her made the potatoes, the Native American part of her. Pounded whiskey in their bedroom all day. So.
100% could take a punch.
Yeah. I was about to say. She
a nice
did not
Irish
play,
lass
man.
With a strong jaw.
No, she...
Her liver was solid. Her face was...
She actually almost hip-tossed me on my head once, so that was fun. And she threw a lamp at my face. So...
Couldn't pick a better face to throw a lamp at.
Yeah. Yeah, this face is a target for
if
all sorts of
furniture.
If you're
going to throw a lamp at a face, throw it at Jeremy Shear's face.
Yes, please.
Lamps, turds.
No. Marlon called me Chocolate Jeremy Shear and said that was going to be my porn name. So I had to explain to him what scat was.
Oh, no.
Chocolate Jeremy Shear.
Oh, Marlon.
Marlon, fan, big friend of the show, Marlon Fears.
I love him.
Yeah, he's...
I told him his first album needs to be Cornbread and Foreheads. That's what he needs to
that's
call.
It. That's good.
Yeah. That is.
Cheers, Cornbread and Foreheads.
He, yeah. Yeah, the Popeye thing.
That made me so happy.
Bobby called him Young Cornbread God the other day.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes, check out. I know we plug it all the time, but check out G_HappyCornbread on Instagram.
It's you know, we plug that more than anything.
That's amazing.
We should.
That's so great. He actually draw. Like I love his drawings.
He's
They're
wonderful.
Amazing.
He's
like
wonderful.
His drawings are so cool.
Hey, while we're while I'm thinking about it, we should shout out Jess Smith.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Jess Smith. You're a dove.
Yes.
You're wonderful. Making
I like
all those.
His name.
Does all the artwork for the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great.
Did I show you the Sons of Anarchy thing he
did
for us?
Yeah, that's cool
oh,
as
my
fuck.
God. He's really cool.
Did he do the South Park thing?
He did.
I loved that.
He did the vast majority of the Sad Boys art.
I hope
South
the
Park
Sad
thing?
Boys has the same ending as Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's great. The South Park thing I was like amazed by because you guys legitimately looked like your South Park characters. It wasn't even like half-assed. Like it was clearly
just,
efforts were made.
Just does good work. Yeah, we just got the Bullet Club logo that he designed put on a shirt.
Oh, nice.
Available for $10. So I got to send Jess the shirt that he designed. So that was cool.
That's awesome.
This. He also got interviewed. He lives near an hangs around the wrestling shows there, where the liberal redneck been around.
No, it was a progressive liberal.
The progressive liberal? Oh, the liberal, redneck is a comic.
Yeah, the liberal redneck is Trey Crowder, who actually did a show in Akron that packed out during the RNC. And
that's not the wrestling guy?
No. Oh, that's where everyone was at.
Yeah, they were at that show. It was packed out. Sarah Jones did a set on it, and Roy Wood Jr. dropped in. Like, it was a pretty big deal.
Oh, the progressive liberal.
That's the wrestler? Okay. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I loved him.
Yeah, get closer to your eat your mic.
Oh, I didn't have it on.
Crotch mic.
Then I mean it literally mic eat your jerk. Fucking mic, you idiot.
Oh, swallow it's it. Uma Thurman. I kept wanting to call her Puma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Yeah, no, it's like because it's like Uma Thurman, mm-hmm. right?
Hi.
Yes. Either way, it's a cat. Puma Thurman, Uma Thurman. All these pun names.
Hey, do you guys want to hear a neo-Nazi's early comedy set?
Not really.
The crying neo-Nazi?
If he's crying...
Is he crying during the set?
He's not.
Is anybody laughing?
Is this is from
it's bad.
Did you see it?
I made it 2 minutes in.
Is it's this from, a Charlottesville guy?
It's a Charlottesville guy. Yeah, you're right. So, like, of
it's
course...
It's from 2012.
Yeah, so when it happened, when that happened, I watched that Vice documentary, like, the day that it aired or whatever. And, like, I Googled that guy. And, like, of course, like, oh, of course he's a fucking open mic comic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just waiting for it to come out. And it just recently came out. Like, one of those videotapes. Holy
so fuck. Bad.
I made it too.
Did he get heckled? Did he get booed?
No, because it was, like, at, it was even at a friendly venue. It was, like, at a, like, Liberty.
Like,
Libertarian.
Well, it's also, he does some weird, like, he uses Nazi as a like a pejorative a few times.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Wait, and, that's confusing.
What's that?
Because isn't he Nazi? Like,
well, he is now. Something happened between 2012. This guy made himself a 4chan account.
Yeah, I bet I can guess. this has something to do with not having sex ever with anybody ever.
That's fair.
All right. To be fair, that doesn't necessarily cause you to be a Nazi.
Does not, no. But it does with somebody who has a predisposition towards.
So you're basically saying if I was raised racist, the last 4 years would have.
This is Ryan's attack on everyone that's just unbearable is that they've never had sex.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, because you're a fucking genius, Ryan.
No. That's not. It's not that they've never had sex. I think that like it's hilarious. All the Nazis, like, not, you know, like the. College age kid, because first
the
of all, think about it.
Right.
Gamer so think about it.
Types.
Default, right? Any young person, you're not, especially now, you're not going to get into that kind of politics unless you're fucking off somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they all have, I do think they all have Asperger's for sure.
Yeah
they can't read empathy
exactly.
or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you guys have been looking at me like a crazy person when I've been denouncing the autistic, and now you're like, all the alright people have Asperger's.
Well, I find the irony is that the Nazis would have had nothing to do with the Asperger's. Like, they would have been like, oven now, you.
I've been advocating for them to go into camps for years.
They came for the autistics first, right? Yeah. Wasn't that like Hitler? That was like the first thing. Was like, let's get rid of all these annoying people in wheelchairs and shit.
Well, that doesn't mean you're autistic.
That's
where it
started. That was my
favorite. Well, no, I know. I'm just, I mean, handicapped overall.
That was my favorite take. Like, that one guy got maced. It was Baked Alaska or whatever, got maced.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, oh, too bad, man. You know how the Nazis feel about the disabled. It's really sad for you.
Fuck that guy. I hate that guy. Like, first of all, that's what, it drives me fucking crazy. I don't understand. Like, say that there is history, excuse me, after, like, the next 4 years or whatever. But, like, the people that are, like, the brown shirts, you know, that are leading the counter-revolution and shit are all fucking autistic gamers.
Yeah.
Like, fucking base stick man. What the fuck is base stick man? Like, I don't
even know. I've never heard of that.
Yes, that's another, like, Twitter guy that's, like, a fucking...
Do you know how he got his name?
I don't get it. I don't know.
He got his name because there was a video of him beating the shit out of somebody with a stick.
Yeah.
But what's based? I don't get...
Based is some sort of word that means amazing that came into
some gamer
being... It came into being like in the last 10 years.
My guess is it has something to do with Call of Duty.
baked and then baked Alaska.
Baked Alaska. Like, you what? Know what makes me angry about that is I really fucking like that as a dessert, and he's ruining it.
I didn't know that that was a
it's
thing.
It's a delicious
until, like,
dessert, and he's fucking it up for people who do not share his belief system but would like to eat some ice cream with some fried meringue on top.
Is that what it is?
It's like, yeah, it's like ice cream and then it has cake. And then there's like a big stack of meringue, and they light it on fire. So because they're lighting it on fire and it's also ice cream, it's baked Alaska. Because it's like hot and cold.
And it's very, very white. Which
it's
is
so
where
white,
he gets his name.
But it's delicious. I love it. And he's fucked it all up for all of us.
Well, it's the fact that they're called that kind of, like, those are all their PlayStation Network fucking screen names.
Yeah.
Where they all That's met fair. On Call of Duty and shit. You were just talking about it, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about that, how they, Steve Bannon did the company where he hired people to play World of Warcraft and collect items that they could sell to
right.
other people. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, holy shit, there's a lot of lonely white dummies out there that need attention.
Steve Bannon is the smartest guy in politics in the last 50 years.
Well, he's not that clearly smart. He wouldn't have gone out in public with cold sores like that.
That was smart.
Those were photoshopped. Yeah. I was mad to see that they were photoshopped because I didn't want them to be photoshopped. But.
I mean, read that book. He clearly made a deal with the devil. His body is just fucking getting erased from reality.
Well,
by...
that's kind of what happens when you make a deal with the devil, buddy.
Yours is slowly getting cemented to reality.
I've tried to get out of it, but too fat to overdose, so sorry.
Lord knows he's tried.
Yeah, I tried.
That was Artie Lang's working title of his book, and they're like, it's too on the nose.
Man, now I feel bad for hacking Artie Lang with my suicide attempt. Oops. Sorry, Artie. I know you're going to be in town soon. I'll apologize in person.
Go David Carradine next time. David Carradine.
I've tried to hang myself before, and I broke a pipe.
While jerking off?
No. Not not while jerking off. I don't chase the cum dragon very often, so. But, yeah, I did break a pipe. Yeah.
That would be a terrible way to kill yourself with hanging yourself.
But isn't that what both Chris Cornell and Linkin Park? Yeah.
I think they were on drugs to make it easier because I know that Aaron Hernandez, you know, the football player who hung himself or whatever.
Jail,
which, by the way, he's not a murderer technically.
I thought he only got acquitted of one charge, and there were two.
But, like, there's a law. Yeah, there's a law in Massachusetts where if you, like, kill yourself, then, like, your case, since the case was in appeal, he never is convicted for that crime, meaning that, like, the NFL is legally, like, required to pay his kids and family, like, the fucking pension or whatever.
I mean,
that's smart as fuck.
It's not his kids and his wife's fault for whatever.
No,
the fuck
and that's smart as fuck. That's smart as fuck.
Oh,
but anyways,
no, I'm gonna have to do that.
We're gonna have to get more people like somehow in the NFL and convicted of things or not convicted of things, so we can get them to hang themselves.
Yeah. But anyways, so like I read in his like the news story that he killed himself. He like lined his cell with soap or shampoo or whatever. So like if he lost his nerve to like fucking, he couldn't physically stand back up. So like,
oh Jesus.
Yeah, he's very committed to the bit.
Like your fucking body is like fighting to stay alive. You can't fucking, you know what I mean?
So he was really like, he'd done his homework.
Yeah. Well, and have you ever seen that Sopranos where it's in like one of the last seasons where the guy like hangs himself and they show it? And he's like fucking,
that was, do you guys watch Orange is the New Black?
Probably. Yes.
Okay. Did you see the latest season?
Yeah, I did.
One of the guards scalded someone alive, and the body, like, the guy who's, like, getting scalded alive, I was like, you have to be such a well-trained, like, actor, and probably partially, like, good at, stunts and shit, because the guy was just doing, like, this, like, and it was so haunting to me. I will never get the image out of my head, just the flailing from, like, getting scalded alive, just flailing around. Fucked my shit up.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that because it didn't strike me as.
Yeah, I don't know why it really just messed with me.
Hmm.
Uma, hey.
Uma.
Meow. Do we have escaping kitty?
Trying to eat the plants.
Oh, yeah.
Cats will fuck a plant up.
Yep.
So sick of that fucking cat.
Aw.
So sick of your stupid ass plant.
She's had enough. Fuck you, Ficus. Eat a dick.
I like my plants.
Of course you do.
Plants don't talk back.
I don't know what that means.
They don't tell tales.
Yeah.
Plants don't press no charges.
I can watch them die when I neglect them. They don't leave. They just die.
Exactly. That's great.
All right. Are we gonna commentary the set?
I guess.
Let's critique.
All right.
Beeping cat.
Of course. There's an ad.
Yeah. Let's critique.
By the way, whoever posted this and put their own ads in front of it, I'm on the fence. Like,
yes, that's a great point.
Fuck them, or that's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, you know, I put ads at the beginning and end of my podcast now, so it's just how it goes.
Right, but only half of the people on your show are Nazis.
Yeah. Only half. I'm trying to think of which half. Yeah. So's
Jordan. He's listening right now. He's like, who does he mean? I'll never tell. But Jeremy is a Jew, so.
Yeah.
It's probably
the woke
not him.
Bloke.
All right.
All right, here's the fat host.
Yay, fat host.
He brings him up as the very funny.
Ooh, that's a great credit.
Yeah.
Even I'm super nice, and I won't credit people as it's very funny.
Do you do Good Friend of Mine?
No. Have you guys ever seen
your next comic?
There's a bad guy.
This is the wrong podcast to say I don't want to drop names. Just Falstitch.
No, yeah. He's really bad. He's from Mansfield, too, which...
Oh, nobody...
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh.
He's so fucking bad.
I know. I understand why you don't want to name drop him, because...
Who? I'll
say it. No one even knows who it is. That's the thing.
Let's give him some pub.
That's it. You don't want...
No.
I think you guys were there the night that you and Jimmy showed up the night that he was there, but
no,
you might have come...
Not a good night.
Yeah, you guys might have come after he...
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think you remember most of that night.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I didn't do anything stupid for what was the night in question?
But I was.
You guys were day drinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they showed. Well, because he and Jimmy showed up at Avenue Tap House, and they were like, "Hey, what's up? Can we do a set?" I'm like, "Yes, of course you can. You're the fucking funniest." Because that's the thing. Like, they were the fucking funniest people that showed up all goddamn night. Because that guy showed up. And then I think, like, two other people, and, like, everyone else was just no-show. And I was like, that's what led to Spider's Manifesto on the comedy board this week. But yeah, so you guys showed up, and it was way better, because you guys were actually funny.
Oh, no, I doubt it. Like,
you
we
know, no,
slurred,
believe
like,
you me, oh, as much as you were not on your A-game, you were still funnier than anybody else there that night. That's
just
how bad it was.
Stop feeding this fucking Dago's ego, okay?
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying it was that shitty that night. Like, the by comparison, they actually were the best things that happened.
Are you guys talking about Chad Weaver like that?
I'm going to have to spit on Ryan for like an hour just to get his head
to
back.
Cool to cool him off.
Yeah.
Jimmy was
fucking
funnier
scum.
Than you. Does that help?
I'm sure.
Here we go.
I'm really
you guys
excited
here?
To be here at the Flaming Hearth where so many comedians have gotten their start, such as, oh, shit.
Hit pause.
So
we
many
should clarify to people that this is Chris Cantwell, the Nazi guy that recently got famous off of that Vice documentary portraying him being a fucking Nazi in Charlottesville.
A very tough guy in that.
Yes.
And then a little baby boy in his own video when he was begging for people to leave him alone.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Goddamn Chris Cracker.
Crying.
Leave me alone.
Brittany.
Go ahead.
I hear that the police want to see me. I don't want to go anywhere.
The ACLU.
Violent
every fucking
leftist. We went to the federal court to get our statue back for the guy that fought for states' rights. The federal.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Is it just me or is the world going to hell? I look around, I see parties, and they're screaming about bailouts, which is great. I used to attend them. But then I see some of them, they got these t-shirts on. It's got a picture of President Bush on it. It says, Miss Viette? No. I came to protest. Black Democrat.
Stop this now.
So far, I'm with him.
I stopped listening like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So far, I don't miss Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the bailouts.
Yeah. Did you laugh?
That's all he covered.
Did you laugh?
I don't think there was a punchline.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, there's the problem.
No. The punchline. No. No. The punchline there was no.
Yeah.
Which that was the punchline.
I mean, admittedly, he did vary his inflection
I wish you guys
on the
had no. Shut up, my Mansfield guy, because like I didn't know what to do, and like Spider's too nice, and he was like, "Yeah, you can go."
Spider is too nice.
He was so nice. He was, well, that's why he went on his manifesto, because he's like, "I've been too fucking nice." But he was being so nice, and he was like, yeah, he drove up from Mansfield. We should let him go. And then it was the most painful thing I've
ever
seen.
Who the fuck
there.
Drives up from Mansfield if they're not booked?
And that's it. He drove up from Mansfield and wasn't booked. And Spider's like, I feel bad. I should let him go on. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I would have wrote my email down and handed it to him. It's not even said it was here.
What would you have done with the email?
Just handed him my email.
But, like, what would you have done if he emailed
well,
you?
Well, like, then he can go on later. But I'm
he
such
been
a, dick
a dick
in that
and
moment.
Written it,
then
written
he
it down and handed it to him.
Okay.
Yeah, here's how you get on the
without
show.
Without saying something.
Got it.
Because he's an asshole.
That guy sucks.
Yeah,
I know.
And he smells bad. And he makes the mic smell bad, like, for 20 minutes after he goes up. And it's I don't even know how that's possible, because it's just a microphone. It's not a sponge.
I feel like this person already knows who they are if they're listening.
Probably
no, they're
too.
Not listening.
He's not listening. No, he's not.
He's not listening, but the reason that I am not bringing his name up, because I don't want any of you listening out there to find
to
out
him
anything
up.
About
yeah,
him.
Yeah, no, it's for the best, really.
Yeah. I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Haven't we talked about Zumok enough?
It's not Zumok. It's not
this
Zumok.
This guy is so bad. He doesn't tell jokes. He does what that guy was doing in that exact video, which is like, did you ever wonder?
I don't know.
Did you ever notice?
Hey, let's hear some more of this set.
Oh, God.
What's the deal
I'm
with?
Way into this now.
Bailouts, which is great. I used to attend them. But then I see some of them, they got these t-shirts on. It's got a picture of President Bush on it.
Yeah, we heard this one. No.
He'll get there.
No.
But then you get this Occupy Wall Street thing. Or as I like to call it, the wine plan.
The wine plan?
Yeah.
Where did he write these jokes and think that, like, yeah, Occupy Wall Street? There's not even a connection there.
No.
The way that he's pacing around, like, I've met this guy like six
different
you're
right.
times. Like, I've
Are
seen
his titties bouncing when he's walking around?
No, I didn't meet him in a mirror.
I'm trying to find something good about this video, and so far it's just like watching a certain BTC type of guy.
I'll tell you this, him and Ryan have the same taste in coats.
Oh.
See, I was like, some of those guys look like they had the same taste in hair, only slicked a different way back. Like,
Ryan's got all right back. Hair.
Yeah. Ryan had Richard Spencer hair for a little bit, mm-hmm. which is basically like your hair that you had for a little
right.
bit was alt-right hair,
yeah,
Jess.
Totally. Yep, that was me. I had someone tell me that tonight, actually.
Alt-right hair models.
One of my friends came up to me and he was like, I love your haircut. You don't know which side of Charlottesville you're on. It's great. Like, you just kind of walk right the way you walk down the line.
You know, you and Ryan should start modeling product for today's racist.
Yep.
Yeah, bullets, I hope.
next
joke.
Support now. It's been endorsed by both the communist and Nazi parties. And I know there's a lot of people down there with a lot of different issues, but
they're both
the
same,
get it? With it anyway, and I have been there, is that the government isn't representing us, and we live in a brutal authoritarian police state, and that the answer to this problem is to raise taxes.
Whoever's laughing at that should be shot.
Like, his grandma.
I'm gonna tell the whoever this looks like a bringer show.
Yeah.
So the five people laughing are the ones that he had to bring to get time.
He probably brought them for sure.
Because they're all the people that are laughing are all sitting close to the camera. Yeah. Which is probably set up on their table. I wonder if they ordered the fried pickles. That's what I always like to get at the club.
Or the fried clams.
Have you ever had to listen to a tape that somebody that really liked you recorded for you and they're laughing right by the microphone? It's yeah. the goddamn worst.
Yeah. yeah. I actually, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when it's the whole crowd. I hate that. Happens to me every time I record.
yeah. Yeah, Chris Paw just has to turn his crowd mic down when he records because he just crushes too hard.
yeah, you can't even hear
According to the Cleveland Comedy Open, he totally did.
Yeah.
I can't believe
Oh, let's address this.
Uh-oh.
No, I couldn't believe that he won it.
I was so fucking happy that he
because
won.
Because I knew. Oh, yeah, he's fucking great. I'm not saying that he sucks. Just because, like, some of the people had way more internet followers than
like
he did.
Jasmine.
Yeah, has like 30,000.
100% Jasmine. Well, and you didn't even come in the top for, like, web voters. Because it kept coming up, like, web voters. And, like, you were never even the top. And then it was like, Chris won. And I was like, yes, I agree with that. Of the 12 people I saw, that makes the most amount of sense.
Yes.
Sounds like these judges know what they're doing.
But I love how it's just like you, me, and like Steve Garfunkel. I've never seen and I don't know anything about him.
Who cares?
And he, like, it's literally the three of us going to Tap House tomorrow night. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm...
Who's Steve Garfunkel?
That's what I said. And he came in like six. Or fifth, or fourth, or some like top.
His comedy partner is
John Simon.
Yeah,
exactly.
They do a two man act.
All right, more Nazi jokes.
Yay!
I think you're kind of missing the point here, kiddo.
Kiddo.
One thing I do agree with them on. I think we gotta get out of these fucking.
Hey, can I directly the kiddo thing? That's directly lifted. That's a Bill Hicks like fucking tick. Calling people kiddo when he's explaining shit. Oh. Yeah.
Bill Hicks is like way overrated.
Ooh.
I've lost track of how many wars we're in because we just have so many new words for war now. You know, we invaded Afghanistan. We called that the war on terror.
Yeah.
Okay. Not sure how you wage a war against an emotion, but at least we called it a fucking war. Right?
Yeah, good point.
We invade Iraq. We say we were going to disarm Saddam, and that worked out pretty good. We invade, boom, no weapons.
Fucker ain't got no arms now, does he?
We didn't like Afghan so much, so we liked Barack Obama, and he got the Nobel Peace Prize. Which, in hindsight, is like giving me the Nobel Sobriety Prize.
That's the only solid laugh he's gotten thus far.
You get it? He drinks a lot.
Yeah. The joke is that joke he is an alcoholic degenerate.
The joke is that he drinks so much that it would be ludicrous to give him the Nobel Sobriety Prize.
Yeah.
Just as
what's the deal with sobriety?
Can we go back to fucking Ryan being a stupid cuck and saying that Bill Hicks is overrated?
Bill Hicks is overrated.
Oh, we're gonna go back.
I'm feeling stupid. I'm sorry.
Why is Bill Hicks overrated, Ryan?
Because he died at 30, and 30-year-olds are idiots. He was not around long enough to be the legend that he's built up to be.
And B, he didn't tell a joke ever. There was like no.
He read Vice articles, but back then.
Go back and listen to Lenny Bruce. It's unlistenable. It's the same thing. Like, he died. You know what I mean? I'm not disrespecting what he did for, like, comedy, because that.
Oh, I am. It's garbage. I'm way better.
He's not. But people that say, I love Bill Hicks, like, name me a. Okay, fucker. Name me a Bill Hicks fucking bit. Like,
sane man.
Who's Bill Hicks?
Where he's like, how.
You like Dennis Leary?
A little bit.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's basically if Dennis Leary had no charisma and was dying of cancer.
I did read a funny quote one time.
It was heavily influenced by Kennison.
Yeah, I did read it. Well, they used to run together.
Yeah.
I did read a quote one time where Bill Hicks was like, actually, Dennis Leary stole my act, only to throw everybody off. I did it first. And here's the kicker. Put some jokes in it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Hicks was funny. It was his last appearance on Letterman that got cut. Letterman replayed that towards the end of his run. And it was good.
I don't remember the actual set.
It's a good five-minute set.
Yeah.
And... I've seen a couple of his specials. They're good, but he is mostly like I don't get the this thing where it's supposed to like legendary how like Andrew Dice Clay did that album where he walked the whole crowd.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay.
Do you know how many times I fucking walk the whole crowd? It's not that special.
Yeah, no one.
All you have to do is scream cunts at a bunch of Puerto Ricans. They get mad and leave. Congratulations.
Or for you just walk in there and not give them clothespins to put on their noses.
Well, what?
I almost stumbled on that.
Yeah, you did. I'm glad you didn't.
I enjoy it when I thought of a mean thing and, oh boy, I don't know if I can say it. And then you stumble like a little baby. You need some Xanax.
What was the...
that wouldn't hurt.
What was the South Park thing that we were... I was bitching to you about that said like something like they were blaming this. Somebody posted this article
that
about South Park, about how South Park is to blame.
Yes,
for,
I can see you guys retweeting that.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, wait, what? I don't understand.
So mad because then it like basically she like tried to draw a straight line from South Park to the rise of Trump, which is fucking ludicrous.
That
on,
is the most insane. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thing.
But then like
some of the shit she was writing, I thought it was satire.
Yeah. She summed it up. It's not though. She summed it up saying...
Oh, can we stop with the layers of satire on satire?
I hated irony when it was first just irony. Because people were getting it wrong. It's like, it's not irony when it's like five layers deep. You're just doing something to piss people off. Like,
it's
that's not even like...
Then.
Yeah.
You gotta satire your satire.
Yes!
But like, she finished it off by saying, even comics in... This is a specific quote. It's like, even comics in the 70s and 80s, such as... Eddie Murphy and Andrew Dice Clay never punched down as much as South Park.
Yeah, that's like, why I thought it was
what?
Satire.
Was she born in like 1997? I don't understand.
What if so-and-so was a faggot?
Yeah, I know. The famous Andrew Dice Clay bit of him speaking truth to power, you know? Like,
yeah,
what
where he's
fuck?
Like, how does one man... This is my Dice. How does a man put his cock in another man? Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, Jerry.
Hey, guess what? Chicks got booty holes, too.
Did you ever hear that one Andrew Dice Clay? Oh, the military-industrial complex is fucking over! Yeah, nah, it's not like fucking...
Oh, hickory dickory dock, I've had enough of this shit in Darfur.
Oh, what's up with that Reagan? We elected an actor! Why?
You gotta be fucking kidding me, lady. Like...
Okay, I kept seeing it in my timeline, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because I thought you guys were buying into it, and I wasn't quite sure, and I was like, I'm not going to like this, because I don't know if they're actually on the same page as this woman, or what's exactly happening.
No.
Her bio on the website is social justice warrior elite, or something like that.
And that's not ironic. It's like
also... upset. Chris Mohan can eat my ass. Fucking comic. He's a nice guy, but his whole gig right now is he's a social justice vigilante.
What is How it, is that?
And
what
his when he books people, wasn't there something? Somebody that we know got an invite to do a show or something, and he had all these rules.
Oh yeah, he did it. He did Safe Space. It was at the Hive Mind.
Wait, it's called Safe Space.
No, the Hive Mind hosts Safe Space shows. So it's like
and there's like legitimately like earnest thing called Safe Space.
Yeah, this is a safe space. Here are the rules. No homophobia or transphobia.
I don't know. To be fair, I met Chris just before he really started that. Character. I want to call it a character.
The liberal progressive.
I feel like it's just exploiting fucking.
It is.
Okay, so he doesn't believe these things. He just doesn't.
I think
he does.
I think that he's just. It's
pretending
one of those
to pretend.
Things. He's just tapping into something to. Like, it's a lot of. It's pandering. It's not.
White
I'm going to be.
Are you,
funny
are you saying he's a pandering ass coolie?
No. I'm not saying that. No, I think it's just one of those things where it's like it's a gimmick. It's like
well,
using
it's like
it as
I
a
like
gimmick.
My immediate like blanket term is just like you're just white knight. Like you know what I mean? Like you guys talked about that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Just the whole. Like,
yeah.
You're not big into intersectional feminism and stuff.
No,
right?
Like that's where I struggle because it's like I do think like everybody should have the same rights as everybody else. But when you start playing the victim card, my rage like I start boiling.
It's not even that because it's like objective. there are objectively like groups that are oppressed. I'm saying that the thing that bothers me the most about it is, I guess it's like it's like an identity. It's like, well, you're not taking into account you know, women or something like that. And it's like, well, you are. Like, I guess it's more my critique of it is more related to like politics, right?
Yeah.
Like the Hillary Clinton wing of the Democratic Party or whatever. It's like, well, you're being misogynist or whatever. It's like the Bernie Bros and stuff like that. It's like, no, we're just trying to get you to focus on how it doesn't matter that she's a woman. She's
right.
Still,
yes.
Like corrupt, so, and like not taking into account class.
It's really stupid, but like the thing that really frustrates me because I do IT is that there's this whole movement to get women into code. I think there's actually like a company called like Made with Code or something like that, and they're trying to get women like heavily into IT. I feel like how like being a woman is like you get to choose whatever the fuck you want to do, and like to be like you have to do this thing because it's male dominated is like literally the opposite thing I want to be told. Like,
yeah, there's really like you can have equality and a majority of one sex or the other.
I don't understand why that's
gender,
that's a problem.
Also, be more in one industry than
another.
Well,
that's it. If you're interested in what you're interested in.
I think the theory behind it is somehow it's going to be less aggro towards women if there are more women involved. So this is just a solution to the problem.
Yeah. You mean like the gaming?
Yeah, which thing? That hasn't worked out well, has it?
No, it never works out when you force diversity.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
Well, busing in schools worked.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking like desegregation. I think that's a different thing. I'm talking about in like I've talked about on your podcast, like pushing it into comic books or video games or like. To just be like, y'all need more women in this group of people that is voluntarily formed over here on the internet.
I stopped listening to those people for one reason and one reason only. Because
you like to say coon.
Yeah, well, what, coon and cunt and all sorts of other words. I'm going to say whatever I want. You can't tell me anything. I'm crazy. So there was a... We did Unsuitable Language back in the day with Kristen Gailwood and Radescu Hopkins and Erica, a very diverse group of characters. And some asshole comedian from New York that moved here and did nothing because no one liked her. Was like, here's some unsuitable language for you. Three pictures of a show and no women. And there's a picture of Kristen like right there at the front of a sketch doing a
Kristen
thing.
Kristen got a dick.
Yeah, that's what I asked her. I said, are you saying that Kristen has a dick? I can definitely tell you she doesn't.
There's a definitely.
We changed together, so I checked.
I've been looking for a woman with a dick to do stuff other women can't.
Chicks with dick.
Yeah, well, you can tell when they're done.
They're not faking it. Yeah. You know what's up.
Mm-hmm. tastes like you're done. Next.
Yeah, it really is like, and I hate saying it anymore because these Nazi guys in the you know, they say a lot of this stuff. Like you can't, like it's just never enough.
Well, here's my problem with it is that like ostensibly we're all on the same side. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
So I don't understand why you want to pick a fight. Always punching to the left when like we should all be punching to the right simultaneously.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent, Ryan.
I like
the idea of punching left and right instead
I like
of
the idea
up
of punching.
And down.
No. Just punching.
Yeah.
Punch down.
I just want to punch a lot of things.
No, I think like what like one of the things like Ryan and I were talking about was that like there was a Pride March in Chicago over the summer.
Oh,
and
the
Dyke
March.
Showed up with yes, and they showed up with a Star of David on their rainbow flag, and they were like, ah, this is
Zionist scum. Yeah,
this is too much. Like we can't deal. And I was like, well, that's really fucking hypocritical and bullshit that you're going to kick out Jewish lesbians. And
yeah, that really pissed me off.
And that made me mad because that's it. Like, everyone talks about, like, I don't know. I just feel like so often with both the extreme liberal and extreme conservative sides, everything's very fucking black and white. But especially for liberals, it's ultimately hypocritical because they're always talking about spectrums and everything's on the spectrum. And I'm like, you can't fucking like say like these people are in and these people are out when you're also going to simultaneously preach the concept of spectrums with like sexuality or race or whatever else it is. And I find that to be bullshit. So
it is bullshit, and it doesn't necessarily represent like all of Judaism to lump them all in as Zionists,
right?
Which is what they do all the time. It's like, if you support Israel, you support human rights crimes, which is not the case.
Zionist, and you said a Hebrew wrong.
they were using the Jews got up in arms because like the organizers of the march was like Zio tears, which Zio is an ancient anti-Semitic slur brought back from the dead to describe us.
I actually did learn a lot about the Zionists through that whole thing that went down in Chicago, because I didn't really understand why it was a trigger warning to begin with, and I just figured they were like closeted anti-Semites. But it was interesting to learn about that.
For the most part, they are.
The only thing I know is online, anytime I see the word Zionist, it's followed by the word cuck.
Yeah. they really don't like us.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like, hey, I understand that you sympathize with the Palestinian cause because you've been manipulated by 70 years of propaganda that is directly marketed at your soft ass. But knock it the fuck off, because you're speaking the same language as these assholes that want us dead.
Right.
So please knock it off.
Oh, I didn't get your beer.
Oh, no, you're okay.
No. Yeah. Well, I don't want to get into it, but basically, like, the whole, like, Palestinians are a thing is wrong, because they're Jordanians, number one. And number two, like, they're only still there because they assumed that the Arab world was going to annihilate us within 10 years, and they were wrong. Get out.
It's insane that this is the second time I've had this conversation today. Just today. Like, this is the second time.
What are you talking about?
Arabs.
Yeah, and get out of Israel. And go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
The Jews have been...
Make me a slurpee.
Yeah. Out of everything. Just give him Israel. Let the baby have his bottle. Let him go.
Pump my gas.
Counterpoint.
To a conversation you did not hear. Go ahead. Go on.
The UN kind of overtook that, like, kicked people out of their houses. To
fucking blue helmets.
And that's the thing. Like, we kind of took that land. That's how war works, Ryan. You know, you take over an area after, you know, you take 6 days to kick some assholes out of your country, and then you occupy some territory.
No, but then we had to be
nice boys about it, because they were like, oh, like, we're going to hang around because you obviously are going to get nuked to hell in the next 20 years, and that never happens. Like, oh, now we're oppressed. No, go fuck yourself. You were waiting us out to die. Now it's time to leave. Get out.
No. They didn't... Oh, boy. 7 Days War or whatever. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. I'm not talking about after World War II. Like, that's the fucking... Like, they just kicked people out. Right. Like, no wonder they...
Do you see any fucking engines in our Congress?
What?
No, because they're gone.
Yeah, old hickory.
Send those...
That was my specialty.
Give those Arabs a casino and tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some knockoff shoes out in the market and fuck off. I have no sympathy for your plight.
I never knew that you felt so strongly about Israel and Palestine.
Did you?
What side did you think I was going to take, stupid?
I had a fucking opinion, it's, stupid. No,
that's why I don't talk to Jews about...
Bomb drops.
Well, I should have just stopped when I said Jews.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a fucking opinion, to be honest with you.
No, man. It's something that, you know, it's been shaped by years and years of years and having to, you know, at first I was like, no, fuck Israel. They're killing all these kids. And then I did my homework. And you know what? I run on the blood of Arab babies. I don't give a fuck. Let's make some Passover matzahs. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to clean up with your goddamn towels.
This is the diversity that we get on this podcast. We get Jeremy being racist to
everyone.
More or less, but mostly Arabs now.
Yeah, wow. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah, and then we'll have John back on to hate gay people again.
I love everyone, for the record, which is probably a fault, but to a fault.
Yeah.
Well, I love everyone except stupid people, and that includes those.
That's the biggest demographic. That
I know, and I that actually is a good point. I probably hate more people than you guys do. Then.
Not all stupid people are Arabs, but all Arabs.
Hashtag not all stupid people.
So you jump in. It's fun, buddy.
I don't know. I have to, you know my position. I fucking talk about it and shit. Like, the most of the Arab world is the way
doggy
that it is.
Doggy style
because,
in front.
What? I see. That's cute.
Most of the Arab world is the way we are because we created it by bombing the shit out of them and refusing to build their infrastructure like we did Korea. Yes, I get it.
Ryan, you're not even white. You don't get to be self-hating white.
You've got too much mooling in you, so.
Fucking next time you start fucking carrying on about that, I'm just going to put a plate of spaghetti in front of you.
Spaghetti cat.
Oh, the Italians are treated worse than the Jews, let me tell you.
Well, you know what? You fucking deserve it. Peninsula European trash.
Euro Peninsula trash. That's my new favorite thing.
We completely, thanks to the Holocaust, we completely overlooked that Jews are a bunch of racists.
Oh, yeah. We're very, very, very racist. And
also, that's the argument I got into my therapist today, because she was like, but they've been moved out of, they've been literally, like, just shoved out of every country. I'm like, well, maybe if they weren't such exclusive assholes, like, people wouldn't hate them so much. Like,
that's the thing. Like, until the last 100 years or so, we've had to be exclusive assholes because, you know, we have to live in a tight-knit community because on Saturday we have to fucking walk everywhere. So, you know what?
You can't turn on light switches.
Yeah,
and all
it's like,
shit.
You know, we all live together. So that's for this one day a week. It's like, not a big deal. I can
what
just walk.
What amazes me, though, is their, like, resilience because, like, Catholics are falling the fuck apart. Like, regardless and irrespective of, like, the whole childbirth thing, like, Catholics eventually were like, really? We can't put on a condom? Really? We can't, like, eat steak on Fridays? That's some bullshit. And, like, the Jews are still like, yes, no, unleavened bread. And, like,
you're saying
still
Catholics are smarter than Jews? I agree.
Lazy. Or lazier. I don't really know. However you want
to
slice it.
I think it just, to settle all the controversy around the show right now, Jews get a pass on racism, black people get a pass on homophobia, and white people just eat ice cream and love life.
Yeah. Occasionally we get hall passes if we're married and we want to, like, you know, fuck around. But
I think that doesn't, that's not necessarily like a...
We're an open hall pass.
A race. Yeah, exactly. We endorse that lifestyle here on this
podcast.
It's
the only pass we get, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
There.
Sometimes the easy pass that you can put on your windshield when you're driving down the turnpike.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sold. I like this deal. I'm going to the next rally.
The hall pass rally.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
No, the save white culture.
Save white culture.
We have to preserve. I think I'm calling for a white race pure from Nazis. I just want, I'm anti-Nazi because I love white people so much. I just want the bad element out.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're anti-Audis, or like whatever we determined they were earlier. Like
what, autistic?
Yeah, the dummies that are just now the quote-unquote
get
Nazis
on board.
Of our, yeah.
Get on board.
It's not about hating Nazis for me. It's about loving white people more than anyone.
Oh, my God.
I just want my race pure is all.
Yeah.
Well,
I just want to keep those Nazis out.
He gets twitchy when anybody's a little too dark, so I understand it.
Not twitchy. I'm just worried about my wallet.
Oh, my God.
It's been too much,
guys. Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh.
I would say for
your
political office, I don't endorse any of this,
I am,
but I have too many sex tapes.
No, you're not. You're not.
You're not the voice of reason.
Because Bruton went on for 20 minutes about how he hates gay marriage and that gays should act as the Jews did during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And your defense was, look, I'm with you, buddy, but you gotta understand.
Yeah, it's like, oh, now you can yell at me because, you know, it's more appropriate
fucking
to
fucking yell at you. You have your opinion. That's fine.
That's what America's about. That's why they kneel during the anthem now.
Yeah.
For being able to Share your opinion. There's a girl in there.
All right. What? How much time do? How much time do we have?
We're probably good for this week.
All right. Well, good.
Got anything? Hey, Josh, come over for a minute.
Josh.
Joshua Marl
like
is
Josh.
At the tail end
He's
of another episode here.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites.
Every couple of weeks, we have Josh come in to sum up
Josh
the show.
Josh is a good man.
Yeah.
Every time there's a fight on,
no,
we're going to watch it.
Yeah. What's your prediction on the fight, and then also what's going on next weekend? Is Josh drunk? Josh is not in the
That's
mood.
What my grandpa does when I ask him
edibles.
About, like...
Edibles.
Yeah.
No. You, who? My prediction on the fight is... last time I paid $100 for a fight, it was boring as shit. So I hope this one goes better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win. Probably it's going to be boring as fuck again. And Mayweather will win by decision at the end. And it'll be
lame
it'll
be
as
that
fuck.
Long?
I hope not. Like, no.
Okay. You're mostly in it for the beer tonight.
I like beer.
No, I haven't even had a beer yet.
What?
Oh, that's right.
Which one's
I brought beers. Right, I've been on the wagon, but I brought beers.
Ooh, grapefruit. I like grapefruit.
Welcome to just the wagon, buddy.
Please. No, I'm walking wagon adjacent.
Oh, wagon adjacent. All right.
You're pushing it.
Yeah. I brought beer. I just haven't broke down
Weekend
yet.
Warrior.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I hope it's not boring. I want to slam three beers and see somebody get knocked the fuck out. But it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That would be too good if it really did happen.
I've never seen a fight before.
I'll beat Chris Paul's ass right after this podcast.
I predict I'm going to come within 3 minutes of that.
That's not a real fight. This is me getting knocked out.
Wouldn't it me
it's
and Chris
just me
fought,
begging
though.
You not to hit me in the teeth.
Yeah.
Wait, way let me too take expensive. My glasses.
It would
He's like sitting on you and like grinding you into the ground.
If me and Chris Paul fought in the front yard, it would look like every Thanksgiving.
My uncles.
In like
drunk
Kentucky,
uncles,
you know what I mean? Like, that's exactly. It would look like an Akron.
Just screaming
Christmas.
The words cuck over and over again.
You I knocked out you. My crown. I'm going to knock out your crown.
Like, your Obamacare going to fix this.
We're bastards, Aaron.
We are bastards.
Aaron Larson in the building.
Yay,
say hi.
Hey, other ladies. Hi, Aaron.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah.
Nope.
You're
but
probably
I like
right.
To pretend. I like to pretend.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So that's your nails are very nice. They look very nice. She has the best manicure of anyone in this room right now. Rest assured.
All right. What day is Accidental start?
Accidental Comedy Fest starts Wednesday.
Same podcast.
It's gonna be fun. Come hang out.
I'm going to Europe, but I will watch you guys from abroad.
And Alaska. And
I know. Europe? Aren't I insane? Right? Aren't I a stinker?
And I'm trying to figure out how you make all this money. What's your secret?
I haven't left in a year, so I saved all my money over the course of a year, and then I went 2 vacations in a row. That's what I did.
I just assumed you were a haircut model in those
also
books
that,
at the salon. That's why it changes all the time. They just like, they're just like, hey,
we
called
job.
Her and Ryan alt-right hair
we
models.
We do. We have alt-right hair. Like, yeah.
No, yours isn't alt-right,
One of my
though.
Friends tonight was like, I can tell you're in Charlottesville, but I don't know which side you're on. That's what he was saying about my haircut. Yeah, like, it's very...
No, your hair...
Could be either way.
Your hair always is different, but not... Aggressive. Ryan's hair is always aggressive.
Yeah.
It's very
rarely
not militant
different.
Is the word I keep getting. Not militant is the phrase I keep getting. Over.
Me and Ryan went through the airport security together. I had a fuck ton of drugs in my suitcase. Ryan was too scared to bring
anything. Wait, drugs
anything.
Or marijuana?
Just weed.
Okay.
And this dude freaked the fuck
Wait,
out.
Wait, Ryan did?
Yeah.
What?
He wouldn't bring anything. I
oh
literally
Oh my god, I brought
took...
so much shit home from like Colorado, Oregon, Washington, like so much shit.
He was like, I'm going to throw it away. I took the edibles and I took them right from the stand and put them in my bag. I was like, I'll be fine with it.
They don't even flinch.
But because he had that stupid ass haircut and he acted
he
nervous
stopped.
As soon as
oh,
he walked
my
in.
That's amazing.
And then at the end, they pull him aside. They scan his shit. And out of his bag, they pull out the most giant thing of shaving cream I've ever seen. I'm like, what are you like the guy from
Jurassic Park smuggling dinosaur samples to LA. He looks at me and he's like wearing that stupid denim jacket he's wearing right now, even though it's like June in fucking Cleveland.
He left his he left his hair product on the sink last week, and I took a picture of it, and I've just been sitting on it waiting for just the right caption.
Who takes a 40-ounce Barbasol shaving cream on a 3-day road?
I didn't even know they had those. I didn't even know that was a thing. That shit smells like old man. I don't like Barbasol. I'm sorry.
It was, even the TSA like dad, guy I'm was not... like, where did this come from?
I literally talked about the Barbasol and you had a bag full of weed.
I love like, my favorite like, thing is when he genuinely gets mad.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a crash outside and he's just throwing the cooler over the deck.
Like, dude, my mom just flew home from like Seattle or something with edibles. And, like, yeah, my mom is so straight-laced.
Yeah, see, that's
like,
my mom, too.
Does she also get her shaving cream at Sam's Club?
Yeah, but I got it. Right? Like, who brought the Costco version with them? It was gigantic. But, yeah.
It's a barber pole.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Yeah, we got to wrap this
little,
up.
Like, pork pie hat that he does his little pork
come to
Accidental
Comedy Fest.
Yeah,
I'm there.
If you're listening to this, the week it's posted.
Be so great.
Accidental's
Wednesday through Sunday.
Hilarities.
Tonight, if it's the first day.
There's some really fucking funny
Sunday
people.
Sunday at Hilarities.
Yeah. Don't let him get his plug in. What are you talking shit about me for? I'm going to post that goddamn picture. Of
also,
pizza
go to Avenue Tap House on Sundays at
like
8 p.m.
Pizza box. I have a picture of you sleeping
this
in a
is subliminal
bar
messaging.
Every single night we were in
You
Denver.
Don't hear this it's right now, sure. But secretly you want to go to Avenue Tap House at
That's
8 p.m.
Right, when you're
going to
push me.
It's hilarious. You should do that.
This won't be up when I'm on that. Never mind. I don't
well, Chris will be there when you are gone, but still, you should come every Sunday at 8. Yeah. Bye, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Love you. We're going to go drink on the couch now.
Yeah.